This is the May 21st meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee, and I'm calling it to order at 8:17. Mary, if you would call the roll, please.
Melinda Eilidem.
Oh, good. Mary Berg, here. Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Jane Gatewood. Terry Goodman.
Here.
Patty Heffley. Melinda Eilidem.
Here.
Richard Phelps.
Here.
Serene Roberts. Okay. Deb Shafto. Zarina Shakir.
She should be here shortly.
Okay.
Harrison
Weil. Harrison, did I hear you? You're here, right?
I am here.
Okay, couldn't hear you too well. Ted Weisgau?
Here.
Don White? Don was here. I'll come back to him. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Carol Wolf? Okay.
All right, I believe we have a quorum. I just want...
I know that Don was here because I heard him, so he must be muted. So let me go back and see.
I didn't hear Don.
That's true.
I don't hear Don. Yeah.
You didn't? I thought I heard his name.
I did not hear him. No.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to remind people that mute is #1, or more quietly, if you have a mute button on your own phone, that doesn't seem to make the same noise if you're muting yourself or coming back.
No. Or street language, shut the hell up.
That too, yes.
Is there anyone who came on the call whose name I did not call?
Les
Radke.
There you
are. And Les, of course. All right. Well, let us look at the agenda. Everyone has a copy of the agenda, I assume. First item of business is a report from the Secretary pro tem about the election results. Mary?
I sent that out, and I didn't realize I should have had it in front of me right here.
Point of order. Can we approve
the agenda? Yes, Terry. Terry, I'm sorry.
Can we approve the agenda?
Oh, I assumed we would do that before, but all right. We want to approve the agenda
really
first.
Come first, yes. Okay.
I would like to make a motion. This is Carolyn. I would like to make a motion, or at least I would like to remove from consideration the special order motion. Terry has pointed out that there are a lot of problems with the way that it's phrased and worded. So I will remove that, and if I can reword that by the time I get to new business, I will. Otherwise, we would just eliminate it, if there's no objection to that.
Okay.
Hearing none, then that is removed. All right. Any other changes?
Just putting the results of the election after approval of the agenda.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's number two.
All right.
Would it be convenient for people who may be listening to say what the agenda is?
To read through it?
Well,
yes, all right. I can certainly do that.
Not all the detail, but at least the heading.
Right.
Yeah, that would be good.
Eric, would you like to do that? Summarize the items? Go through it? Summarize.
Sure. Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
We just now have number one, the approval of the agenda. That's the current item. Then the second item, results of the election for chair and secretary. Number three is approval of minutes of March 12th and April 23rd. And we also have minutes from 3:21, which
mm-hmm.
I redid, so I could add those.
Mm-hmm. 21. All right.
Fourth item, approval of next meeting date, third Sunday of the month, as we agreed last time to be the standard day, and that would be June 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait a minute, how can the 13th be the third Sunday?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is the 18th. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It's the 18th typo.
It has to be at least 15 days.
Could have been a Martian
be
calendar of some kind. Okay. Then we have, actually, this will now be number four, reports. And number 4A would be Patty Heffley, the WPFW Working Group. 4B, Terry Goodman, the Elections Committee Listserv Working Group. 4C, Terry Goodman and Serene Roberts, the Staff Teleconference Work Group. 4D will be Les Radke, the National Election Supervisor. And we move to 5, Unfinished Business. And there are a number of items. 5A, motion on regularizing membership status. This was postponed from February 19th and April 24th. Part 1 is give subscriptions. And then we will go to, let's see, 5B1, which is LSB member discipline. And then there is 5B2. That's the second half of the divided motion on membership status. Wait, what? Well, I think that should come. I don't think the member discipline. I'd like to. Can I make a? As I'm reading it, can I make a suggested change to it?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, I don't think that the member discipline should come between Part A and Part B of that divided motion.
It's not my copy.
It's called 5, 6, well, originally 6B1.
My copy of the agenda says originally 6H for member discipline.
That when we got to that point, I was going to say eliminate 6H because it was copied twice by mistake. So 6H can be eliminated.
Well, except that it doesn't belong here in the middle of a divided motion.
Right.
That was older than it is. So I think maybe we should eliminate it here and keep it there. Because
except that keep it out of chronological order.
Yeah, that still will be in chronological order because then we have the older motions first and then the newer ones should come later. Is that not correct? And we have some from 219, and then this is from 312.
219 is before 312.
I'm sorry?
219 is before 312.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's. I would suggest we keep 6H and take out 6B1.
The old 6B1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The old 6B1, which is now 5B1. Because it really, I think it should really come in between the first and second half of a motion.
No, that was poor formatting. All right, so we're eliminating B1.
Is that agreeable? I mean, is that...
Terry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we strike that there. Okay, so... Then we have 5B. Do I have to renumber? We'll have to renumber all this, too?
Well.
Why don't we keep the numbers that are here and there is no one? Why don't we just do that?
Yeah, I think that would be easier.
Okay, 5B2, the second half. It makes sense because it's the second half of a divided motion. And 5C is transparency of reports. This is Weisgall.
Mm-hmm.
And 5D is access of lists, motion from Ted Weisgall. 5E, scope and duties of local election committee, a third motion from Weisgall. And another one, 5F, transparency of meetings. And 5G, this is Melinda Eileen Dome's motion to keep the Barishas report confidential. And then we have 5H, which is the LSB member discipline motion that was copied in twice. We took one out.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes, adjournment. Well, actually, there would be new business in there. Did
mm-hmm.
I miss the heading, or do I just not see it? I mean, is
yes, you're absolutely right. It should be new business. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would simply be...
New business before adjourn. Mm-hmm.
It would be item 6, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Ted told me that he would like to remove what is now 5C, the transparency of reports, remove that from the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Ted, is that still agreeable to you?
Well, no. And the reason is, and I'm not trying to throw you a curveball, is what I actually, having just received the Borishus report that is transparent, what I would like to do is to replace the private report with the public report, which I had never seen before. And I think we need to adopt many of, if not all, no, I don't think all, but many of the components of the Borishus report that I had not seen until today for the first time. So what I would like to do is to amend what I previously had about the Borishus report private and just change that to the Borishus report public, or however you want to identify that.
Now, all right, so we'll leave it as, and we'll deal with it when we come to it then.
I'm not clear what that is. That
I'm not clear either.
A motion from someone else to keep the Borishus report confidential, as was agreed. That's a different motion.
Yes, and I'll rule on that when we get there, but I think that's unnecessary simply because motions that leave things as they are, that don't suggest a change, are not
no, they're, but
in
a
order.
Change was suggested. Ted is suggesting a change, if I'm not mistaken. So let's, okay, we'll go
two different motions we're talking about.
So we are leaving.
I understand.
5F, transparency of meetings, is still in the agenda. Is that correct?
Transparency of reports?
Transparency of meetings or transparency reports?
Of meetings, why school? Well, Ted didn't offer to remove that, so I guess we'll deal with that when we get to it.
So okay, all right.
5F,
So we add number 6, new business, and then number 7 is adjourned.
All right.
Is there anything? Do we have any other changes?
Not that we won't have to deal with when we get there. No additions or so far. Anyone else have any objections to accepting the agenda then? With the times suggested?
As amended.
As amended? Yes, Ted.
I have a point of information.
Yes.
I not correct in my interpretation of Robert's Rules of Order, where it says that if you do not have meetings that are separated by less than a quarterly interval, that after you approve the minutes of the meeting, you resume at the point where the last meeting ended.
I don't know about that. I know that the unfinished business goes to the head of the agenda? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
I have not heard of that or thought about it. That's an interesting point. If you can. Of course, we will have to consider how we do business if that's
the
case.
Well, it goes to the head. It becomes unfinished business, but I don't believe that.
It becomes unfinished business.
It doesn't go ahead of approval of minutes, approval of the agenda, and everything else.
And Mary.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing two people here. Who's Ted? Is that you?
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Would you please ask your secretary to speak when you ask her to speak, rather than acting as though she is the co-chair of these meetings?
Well, I think that comment is not necessary, but I appreciate the thought of that. I think, believe she was answering a question that was in her purview, but thank you for that. All right, let us go ahead now, and if the agenda is approved, here are no objections. We'll accept the agenda as we amended it.
Carolyn.
Yes. Ted?
Okay. I am fairly confident that I read in the book, which is in my hands right now, the answer to the question that I posed, which you apparently don't have an answer to. I would like to be given the opportunity, while the meeting proceeds, to look for the exact citation of that answer to that question. And I would like, if that is correct, for us to respond appropriately at that time, which would mean that if we are in the middle of some item of business, we should probably finish that, but then we should go to what Roberts calls for and then come back around, as I think the book says, and resume at the beginning of the agenda. But we keep putting stuff off that is either unfinished or new business from one meeting to the next because we never get to it. And I think that Roberts does address this, but it's something that I only recently discovered.
I don't believe that that is applicable here. We've taken up unfinished business, so far as I know, in the order in which it was first presented to the committee, which is why we have those dates next to the items. If you find that an item is being considered out of order and is taken before something which was brought onto the agenda earlier, then at that time, certainly let us know that. But I don't feel inclined to interrupt a meeting and change our order of procedure for this meeting. If, in fact, you find a citation, please send it to the list, and we'll certainly deal with it if that's agreeable.
Mary, I would like to know who just
Marin?
Came on the call. I heard somebody.
Patty came on the call. I'm sorry. Patty.
I thought I heard Patty, but I...
Yeah, I
it was Patty. Okay,
I was out. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Patty. We've just approved the agenda, and we're going to the second item of business, which is the results of the election of a chair, which I know you did on the list, but perhaps for our listeners, Mary.
Okay. Shall I read that then?
Please.
Four ballots were received. All were emailed or postmarked by 5/15/06 to date, and this was the 20th. No ballots have been received postmarked after that date, nor have any ballots been received at all since Thursday, 5/17. During a break in the KPFA LSB meeting Saturday, two people volunteered to conduct opening of ballots and tally of vote. They were Annie Hallett, LSB member, and Virginia Browning, listener subscriber member. Ballot envelopes were opened by Hallett. Ballots were removed from envelopes by Browning. Votes were read aloud by Hallett, tabulated by Browning. Results were as follows. Chair, one candidate only. Carolyn Burden received four votes and is elected. There were no write-in votes. Secretary, that is IRV, two candidates. On two ballots, there were votes for one candidate only, Berg. On the other two ballots, there were ranked choices for both candidates. Mary Berg received three first-place votes and one second-place vote. Terry Goodman received one first-place vote and one second-place vote. Mary Berg was elected secretary. All materials, that is to say, outer and inner envelopes, ballots, and signed election tally log, have been placed in a sealed envelope and will be brought by Berg to the June PNB meeting in New York for viewing upon request. A report submitted by Mary Berg, Saturday, 5/20/06.
Terry moves to accept the teller's report.
Someone second that, or?
I second.
All right, the move report is accepted. Thank you, Mary.
Well, it's not accepted unless we
approve it. Are there any objections to accepting this report? Well, hearing none, then we'll move to deem it approved. Now, the next item is the approval of minutes. We have three sets, March 12th, March 21st, and April 23rd. May we take those in order? Consideration of the minutes of March 12th, which everyone has received, I hope. Are there any objections to accepting those? Are there any objections to that? Terry, I think you had some corrections.
That's the one I sent corrections of?
Yes.
I have those corrections, and I will fix these typos.
Do I need to state what those were?
Well, they were all typos, were they not?
They were, except for one, and that was, I have habitually used RROO, Robert's Rules of Order, to indicate Robert's Rules, but Terry has said it should be R-O-N-R or R-R-O-N-R. And I don't know what it stands for, but if that's the case, I will try to do that. I will fix them in the minutes for sure.
Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised.
That's the 10th edition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Okay. Are there any other corrections or amendments to that? Are there any objections to accepting them as the corrected, as we just heard? All right, hearing none, then the minutes of March 12th are approved. Now, the minutes of March 21st, which were considerably briefer, as we
carry on
happily. Terry, go ahead, please.
I got two typos. At 10 p.m., I move to strike the word come that appears between elections and with. So the would read, the EC recommends that the PNB engage the services of ESC to administer our upcoming elections with the proviso that.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yes, there's a typo in here. There's a word come that doesn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 1055 item,
mm-hmm.
True ballot is misspelled.
So it is. This tour ballot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Thank
all
you.
I can recommend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other changes or corrections? And hearing no objections, then I will deem those minutes approved. Goodness, this is great progress. And the final set. Unbelievable. We're almost up to time. April 23rd minutes. April 23rd. Are there any corrections or comments?
Those are the ones that I sent the revision on.
I'm sorry?
April 23rd is what I have revisions on. Am I recognized?
23rd, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
A misspelling of Borishus in item
I. Oh, that's right. So you do. That's correct, yeah.
And remove the question mark after TG.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a misspelling of the word mentioned.
And of the names.
And several names, yes.
Yeah, which I'm not sure of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think your corrections are correct so far as I can tell. Margaret does spell her name ETH. Mm-hmm.
I had
no
idea.
I got most of that from websites.
Right. Are there any other corrections to this? Maybe accept the minutes as corrected then. All right, hearing no objections, then we'll accept these as approved. Wonderful, thank you. That's very nice. Now, while we're on the minutes, if I may, I hope these are going to be posted somewhere. Mary, have we made any progress on posting these?
I will send them again to Pete Karakis. He had problems with the format. I asked him twice now to let me know, does he want them in HTML? How would he like them? And I never got an answer. So I'll just send them in HTML again and see. That's what I did before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anything will happen.
All right. That's a good start. Thank you. Now, the next item, I'm confusing all these old minutes here. The next item was the next meeting date, which was corrected to June 18th, the third Sunday. Is everyone still comfortable with that? Are there any objections or suggestions for change? All right, hearing no objections, then we'll adopt our next meeting date is the third Sunday of June on the 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The special order, I had asked to be removed from there. And I have no substitute motion for that. So I think we can move right on into reports. Now, I had put 50 minutes and then suggested 3 times for each individual report. Would someone like to be timekeeper for this and let us know how we're doing?
I'm a horrible timekeeper, but I have a timer that beeps.
Well, since you're the first person up, I guess that's fine. 20 minutes.
Hold on
and,
a minute. Let me get that timer.
But it's not one with 3 or 4 minutes to go, and so we know if we have to extend, please. Would that be possible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Which report is this?
This is on the WPFW work group, and do you want to read the motion that you proposed, and which is in the agenda?
There's one in the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Under reports. Uh-huh. I put it in under. It's a discussion of the Luria report and EC motion of 219 scheduled for discussion. The PNB Elections Committee passed the following motion on 219. 06 to be considered at the PNB February 20th meeting.
Right.
And then you wanted to discuss that motion.
Okay. Well, this motion did get sent to the PFW, and they sent it back over to the coordinating committee or the governance committee that came back with a motion that the PFW, LSB, the governance, I believe, and the elections and everyone should go back and come back with a decision. Oh, wish be made here. I think I can find that quickly. And the decision be made. Now, the thing that's kind of confusing, just a minute, let me get the, the thing is that nothing really got done much by anybody. And and we did not meet again with the we did not meet again as a working group. That's why I've asked that we do it here, because this is coming up again
BNB
meeting. And I'm sorry, I can't look and find this at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Anyway, the thing is, nobody, as far as I know, there was supposedly a report passed out by Angela Luria at the PNB meeting in Los Angeles. It was never entered into the record. Many people were sick. I don't have it. Many people didn't get it or don't know that they got it. We've asked for it to be sent again. It was not sent again. I sent it on this list, asking again for the chair to please, or somebody would somebody please send it? The chair, the secretary of the PNB asked for someone to please send an electronic copy. We've received nothing. They say that Angela Luria certified the election and said we should just move on or something like that. The thing is that Angela Luria really wasn't the election supervisor of that election at all. She was a previous election supervisor, and she was not there to count the ballots the first time. They said that she was sent the ballots and she looked at them and certified it or something. I'm really not sure, but the minimum that this election that the committee came up with that somebody should do something about is at least a recount of the ballots, and that. It's unclear. So we're going to be dealing with that at the National Board in June. And this is what I would like to discuss about the motion that was previous passed, which that the PNB Election Committee strongly recommends that the PNB require the PFW delegates to conduct a new election for the listener sponsor representative directors within 15 days. Now, of course, it's much later, but it could, mm-hmm. I guess it could be brought again with the 15-day notice again, in the if people understand and think that's right. I also had another motion that we could maybe discuss, or as an absolute minimum situation. Certainly, we don't have the report, and I need some fine-tuning on the language, and if people think this is in order, out of order, this is what I made another motion possibly we could discuss. Can we have two motions and just be discussing them both?
Well, I think is one a substitute or a correction of the other? We do have a motion on the subject, and the 15 days element is moot, of course. So,
well, it got passed for us, right? So we could change that or just have it happen again at the when it gets brought forward again to the board meeting in New York. I don't know if anybody thinks that if it needs amending or something. The other option I had was thinking also would be this motion. Can I just put it out there and we can see if it makes sense or not? It needs.
Yes, but before we do that, I have a point of information. How is it that this has come back to us? Did the PNV or the Governance Committee direct you to bring this back to the Elections Committee?
All of the committees were supposed to come back and come back with an idea. And this is when I'm having a problem.
We did that. We passed a motion.
That was
so,
before it went to. It got sent to the. That's just before it got sent around.
I see. Before we had the report. I'm sorry. Did someone just come on the call? Hello. Someone just come on the call, please. Well, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Patty.
I'm sorry, too. And I'm
that was before the report. You're correct. We did not have the report at the time. And we still do not have the report.
We have not received the report. We've asked for the report. We don't get the report. They said they passed it out in paper form in Los Angeles, but we never discussed it, so it was never properly entered into the record.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as I'm concerned, I as a director, and I don't have it either, so I can't, you know, they say she's certified, Angela Luria certified the election, but in fact I have not seen it. Or, you know, we didn't accept it as a resolution to the problem. So in my opinion, and I would think, and also the board's opinion, this isn't solved. I still think that the election and the committee did think, and we did pass this motion to have a new election. There's another, you know, which could be brought as a second motion or as another suggestion, because they said at least the least they should be counted, the vote, the ballots should be counted again. There should be a recount. And this is supposedly in this Luria report, but we haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked here. I'm sorry for this motion, and I can't find it. I do know that that's what we're going for. So, I wanted to possibly make a motion that the elections be counted, that the ballots be brought to New York, and let the PNB examine them all, and including the two disqualified ballots, and see if we can't accept or certify it or make a decision there. Because we haven't seen the ballots, and this seems to be one of the big problems besides the ballots not being, the ballots were not, held secure and all that kind of stuff. There's no chain of custody, and that makes it invalid to me. But we also haven't had a real policy on the elections either, so that's another issue. But I think a middle ground can be come to, which is the actual counting of the ballots by the people that have to actually accept this, and that's the PNB at this moment. So,
and that is your motion, that the ballots be...
Well, here's what it is. The be it resolved, whereas the Luria report has not been officially received by the PNB, nor has the Elections Committee received the report, be it resolved that the chair or one of the directors from WPFW bring along the ballots of the disputed delegates election to the PNB meeting in New York City on June 2nd, 2006, for viewing and a hand count of the election, including the two disqualified ballots, and certification be made at the meeting by the PNB's decision. Or this is where, but I don't know who should make a certify or make the decision, but that's where it needs a little tweaking.
Madam Chair, I'd like to ask, could you send me that? You have it electronically?
Yeah, I do have it there. I wanted to, you know, tweak it a little bit more with the group.
Oh, okay, but email
mm-hmm.
me. Okay, because I
all right, I think is that motion open for discussion? Anyone second that?
Doesn't need a
second. All right.
Terry on deck.
Terry, go ahead, please.
I think that the committee should stand by its original motion. There was no supervisor. I mean, under the bylaws, there is no supervisor for director elections. It's only the delegate elections that get an election supervisor. There are tellers, and tellers cannot make decisions with respect to the interpretation of ballots. It's the delegates that have to make that decision. I think the committee's original recommendation approved by, or the work group's original recommendation approved by the committee was correct, and we should just stand by it. The ballots that might be brought to New York, it would be interesting to see them, but I believe that would not resolve all the issues of the WPFW election.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas reholding the election would.
All right. Anyone else on the stack? I'm sorry.
I would like to speak. I would.
Who's this, please? I'm sorry.
This is Melinda.
Melinda, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing voices tonight. Melinda?
No problem. Yes, I would happen to concur with what he said, and I'll tell you why. The reason is because not only have I counted votes from the local LSB, but also I have also worked with various PMB elections. And one of the most difficult things that you run across is where it's extremely difficult to ascertain what the person had in mind. The problem I have with us making interpretations, persons like myself as the chair, definitely not a supervisor, I feel that that's too much responsibility, and I really think that this should be something that you should be able to tell by looking at the ballot. Otherwise, when you have an interpretation, that's when a person's bias could come into question, and so I've always felt very strongly that you should be able to read the ballot and know what the person had in mind, because after all, that's the bottom line. You want to count the ballot as they intended it, not the way you would interpret it.
A point of information here, are you agreeing with the motion or with Terry's objection to the motion?
I agree with Terry.
Patty?
Uh-huh, Patty.
I mean, I'm also in support of the original motion. This other thing that I brought forward, as you know, for discussion as a other option, you know, or maybe it could be just, you know, or maybe it could be changed to just that they be brought for a viewing anyway, and that we ask for a new election. I mean, I'm sort of, it's interesting to me, I would like to see the ballots. They still seem to be a mystery. But I agree, there was no chain of command. There was, everything was wrong about the election as far as insecure ballot handling procedures and all that. I, too, support still the previous original motion.
Point of information, perhaps someone can help me out here. Since we said 15 days and that is long past, is the original motion now moot, or do we need to repass that in order to reaffirm that if we want to do that? Or does it stand with it understood that it's 15 days from whenever the PNB accepts the motion?
Terry,
or actually, Terry?
Amendment to resolve the question, I guess. I move that we amend the motion on the floor along the following lines. Resolve the election committee reaffirms its original recommendation that the listener sponsor director elections at WPFW be reheld.
I'm sorry?
And that's the extent of the... is that it?
Did
you reaffirm
further,
the original recommendation?
Uh-huh. But further recommends that the ballots be brought to the next PNB regular meeting for examination by directors if they so desire.
All right. Are there any amendments or objections to that? Someone want to second that amendment?
I will.
All right. Can we vote on that amendment and then go back? If there's no discussion, is there discussion on that?
Mary Berg, just Terry, could you send me that text so that I make sure I have it
right? I didn't write the text, but I'll write something.
Oh, God, you read it.
He was speaking slowly.
So convincingly.
Let's see. We can table this for consideration the next item while I work on the text. If it's
All right. Is there any discussion on this while we're in final language?
Patty here.
Yes, Patty.
So do I send my original one still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you moved it, didn't you?
I did.
We moved it, and now there's an amendment to it.
Mhm. Okay. I'll send that off.
Mhm. Terry, do you want us to move on, or shall we wait for you to finish that? All right. If we can. If that's all right with everyone, we still have about 5 minutes left, I think, Patty. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's going to go off. The bang's going to go off in like 2 minutes, and then that was 17. So, right, we have about 5 minutes.
All right, so we can come back to that. Unfortunately, Terry's reports are up next.
Oh.
And Terry's and Serene's is the one after that. Serene is not on the call, so...
are we tabled already?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Patty.
Patty, yes, Patty. Well, we were considering it.
Okay, all right. I want to add something to it later. Okay, fine.
Madam Chair?
If you're amending the amendment, is that what you were...
Yeah, I'll be doing that. I'll just be adding language.
Well, perhaps we can move then to Les Radke, because we had... scheduled time for him, and maybe this would be a good time. Les?
Sure.
Are you still with us?
Indeed I am.
All right, that would be good. Thank you. Why don't you go ahead? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Before I start, I want to give everybody my contact numbers and anything that you have concerning the upcoming elections, just please let me know. My email is ballot, B-A-L-L-O-T, at pacifica.org, and my number is 510-849-2590, which is Pacifica National Office. My extension is 209. What I wanted to do was to go over a number of items a couple things that I've done and a couple things that I'm trying to do. I'm going to start off by mentioning what I want to talk about right now is the hiring of the local election supervisors. What we're planning on doing with the web pages, what I'm looking at in terms of the mailing house and ballot counting, a couple comments about the election manual, and a couple comments about memos I've sent off. So those are the items I'm going over, and if people have any other questions, they certainly can raise them. And the other thing, again, is just writing me a ballot at pacifica.org or calling me, because I'd appreciate that. The hiring of the local election supervisors. Obviously, there were two different philosophies about that.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the philosophy was to hire people totally outside of the Pacifica, and the idea is that the person would come in and basically follow the directives they were given by the National Election Supervisor, and hopefully that would work. I consider that not a very good policy because I think the learning curve is too high. People who are in that position of local election supervisor have to know something about some of the concerns that people have in Pacifica, as well as about how to work among the staff in order to get the maximum publicity about this out, and where there are local election committees working with them, and where there's not, trying to create a local election committee that can help carry out the elections. I'm saying this because I would like suggestions from anybody of people I can contact in the different stations, and New York, Houston, L.A., Washington, D.C., If you have suggestions about people I can talk to, I would really appreciate it. You can send it to me. You can call me. And I would spend a lot of time working with those folks. I want to get the local election supervisor hired by July 1st. The nomination period begins July 25th, but because the campaign period is so is only 3 weeks, it'd be very helpful to get as much outreach set up as quickly as possible and to work with the staff to try to make sure that cards are played and that different forms are presented on different programs. So that's the question of hiring of a local election supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Web pages. I plan on having the first web page on elections up on all the stations by the time of the meeting of the national board. Pete Karakas and I are meeting with all the webmasters, teleconferencing, and one of the people at KPFA is writing a template for this that people can use if they so choose, a template for the election so that people can just plug in things. The web page I want up to begin with is sort of an inspirational one, talking about why many of us think that this process is, in fact, a good one, and trying to encourage people to look at this process, talking a little bit about what proportional representation means. And it will also have the timetable of July 25th being the beginning of the nomination period. Ballots will be sent out October 16th. The date of record where people have to be members is August 31st of this year, or they can't vote in the election. So those timetable things, I think, should be put out there as quickly as possible. I know that the committee spent a lot of time with election services and with True Ballot, talking to them about doing the mailing, sending out ballots, etc. And I do appreciate that. However, there are other places, and I've looked at them, including Electoral Services, which is the group that Terry and Caleb used to belong to. They split off from them to form their own company called True Ballot. But the fair vote people do carry out electoral services. However, saying all that, what I've done is to work out with one group here to do the deduping of all the ballots, the mailing, the printing of the barcodes, the graphics, all of that for much, much less than these companies have come in. And I'm exploring the idea of buying 5 scanning machines for each station to be used not just for this election but for any election that folks want. And I think it's going to end up being cheaper than going this other route. So if there's discussion of that, we can go through that. Let me just finish a couple of other points and then I'm open to any questions. So I'm still exploring that, and I've gotten some initial bids. The initial bid I have from the company that will do the graphics and the mailing and the design of the ballots and everything is much, much less than with these other companies. The election manual, I'm not sure how many of you have read that. There's some things in there that should be clarified. There's disagreements I have with some of the ways that it's put out, and I don't think it's quite a step-by-step guide. I think there are things that are missing, and we really should work on that. It would be really good to get discussion of that election manual so that from now on people can look at it and at least certain things are taken care of in this process that we don't have to keep revisiting. Because I feel that we're revisiting a lot of stuff, and that leads to my final point. At this point, I've been trying for a month to get the list of volunteers, unpaid staff, and paid staff. And I don't have all 3 of those from any one station. The only 2 stations that I've gotten information from are WBAI and KPFA, and there the unpaid staffs are missing. All of the stations but LA seem to be having trouble with the unpaid staff. So I put out a memo, maybe some of you have read this. I have an initial cutoff date of May 26th just to get some initial lists in, and if I don't get those lists in, the people who are not on this list at this point will not be eligible to vote. Now, the final list comes in August 31st. But it doesn't look like these lists are still maintained in any kind of reasonable fashion, and it's bothersome. And this means that anybody going in as a local election supervisor is going through the station collecting slips of paper in some cases, and in some cases not even that. On the volunteer list, I think folks have missed this thing that you're volunteering if you're serving on any committee of the local station board, and I know of no station that's keeping track of that. I may be wrong, but just calling around, it looks like there's no list of listener members who are on committees of the LSB. So even that volunteer list is a little bit sloppy, and it's on slips of paper. That's where I am right now. I'm hiring the local election supervisors. I'm trying to get these lists as much as possible. I'm trying to work out the idea of the mailing and getting scanners for all the stations, and we want the web pages up. Any questions?
Yeah, Mary Berg, I've got two.
Let's take a stack. Mary, Harrison, anybody else?
Terry.
Terry, Vaughn. Anyone else?
Melinda.
Melinda, okay.
Hello.
I heard LaVarne, right. And Melinda. Okay, anyone else after Melinda? All right, Mary, do you want to go ahead then?
My first question, I'll take them in reverse order. You said people who are on LSB committees can be volunteers. That was, my understanding was always just the opposite. That was one thing that you could not use to say you were a volunteer.
Having the bylaws right in front of me, here's what it says. Volunteer work shall be performed under the supervision of the Foundation radio station management and shall include volunteer work on committees of the local station board.
Okay.
That's the wording.
I'm on the call.
Okay. And my second question was, you're talking of an election manual. What election manual are you talking about? Because we were going to do one. We never did. I hope you're not talking about that thing that Kenny Mostyn put out, that travesty.
There's a 65-page manual that Kenny Mostyn was paid $3,000 for. And
right.
That is what I'm referring
That's
to.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
That travesty. Okay. And
that
you
travesty.
Actually find, you. Do I understand you to say there's something useful in there that we could even use? I did read it all.
I think there are some useful
I found
things
it
because
infuriating.
He does go through some of the problems. His solutions I don't agree with, but he does pose problems, and he does mention some of the steps. And I think as much of this information as can be put together, I think should be. I don't think this is quite an election manual. I think it's a first draft of something that should be looked at so we can write an election manual. That's how I view it.
Was there not, this is part of the same question, I understand that there's the beginnings of an election manual that was put out at KPFK. I think... I wish Jack Van Aken were available.
Do you want me to call Art? Because I think he had a lot to do with
Art would
that.
Know.
Well, there's two different things. I've had some discussions with both of them. That on the web page, they do have a good manual on STV. But when I asked them about the other election manual, at least Art didn't seem to know about that. And
maybe
I had,
it's Lydia.
I had several discussions
about
with them just last week on this.
Lydia Brazan maybe knows about some. There is something there.
As much as I can get, I want.
Okay.
I just have a comment, by the way, about Terry's confidential memo. He is not the one who wanted it to be confidential. I think maybe folks know that.
Yes.
And I think that should be revisited because this was during, if you remember, that election was to get out under court order. And there were some questions that the lawyers had about it because the main thing was to get out under court order. I think that should be revisited. I don't see anything in that manual that should be confidential. I'm you know, confused by that.
That
point of information? Point of information.
Carolyn?
Hello?
Is anybody there?
If Carolyn has dropped off, Mary can
chair until she comes back on.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yeah. Okay, Ted, point of information.
I just heard the word manual. Is that what you meant, or did you mean report?
We were talking about the election manual that Kenny Mostyn was paid to get. It's called the title that he gave to step by
Art
step.
Art Chazney has rejoined you.
Oh, welcome.
What he titled it was a step-by-step guide to the elections.
And if I might, Madam Chair, I'd like to ask one follow-up question. Was at one time or currently described as confidential?
Not that manual, as far as I know.
What were you referring to that was defined as confidential?
In the very first election, where I was a local election supervisor, Terry Bereshit had, at the end of the election, he put out a report with some recommendations.
Okay,
and
I'm clear. You called that report a manual, and I think you meant the Bereshit report. And
oh,
the
I'm sorry.
I'm
I may have missed
an item I have on the agenda for tonight's meeting.
I see.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. We would risk a lawsuit if we brought that out.
Which not? When you,
point of order, point of information, let's remember that was the one that was stamped highly confidential, every single page. The lawyer's letter clearly states any information put out, disseminated to the public, would be considered by him to be an aberration of the attorney-client privilege. That was in the letter we were given that was stamped on everything we had. Every single page of Terry Bereshit's report said attorney-client privileged.
I know that.
Okay.
Now,
good deal. Okay, sorry.
Okay, I guess I'll just listen on the audio. I'm confused now. I thought when you had first said Terry was his confidential thing, you meant the Bereshit memo. Is that wrong?
He wrote a memo which the lawyers decided should be confidential.
Right.
And it was stamped confidential on every page.
But that you don't think it still should be, is that, do I understand that right?
Yeah, I don't see what's in there at this point.
I see. Okay.
That mandates that it be confidential. And originally, Terry did not produce it to be confidential. But he was told by the lawyers that at this point, given it's the first election and we're trying to get out under court order, trying to take control of the organization, that there are some problems with that report that make it better to keep it confidential, at least at that period of time. And it's remained so.
Well, we do have this on the agenda for later, so I'm not sure how we should.
I have a point of information.
I'll discuss it later. Yeah. And I have a point of order.
Ted has a point of information, and then Terry has a point of order.
That was Richard.
Richard has a point of order. Okay, Richard.
Terry Bereshit wrote the report. Who was he writing it for?
He was writing it for
Carolyn.
Okay.
Yeah, if you remember in the first election, the reports were really not mandated. And we talked about that and said that from now on, in fact, the reports have to be mandated.
Well,
he wrote this report both because he was asked to, but also because when we discuss this later, I'm talking about all the local election supervisors with Terry, it's clear that there were some things that occurred that should be addressed and there should be some changes made. So he was writing this for anybody who was interested in making these changes. Vetted it with the lawyers, and the lawyers felt at that point that it should be confidential.